back of these good old days.
Magic 104.9, it's Macklemore with Kesha. Good old days. Oh, good morning. I hope you're having a great hump day. I'm Ricky T. Thank you so much for waking up with us here on Magic. Just joining us now. Welcome to the show. Here we are, middle of the work week. All right, huh? We got a lot coming our way here this hour. We got more Magic news with Jack Nixon. We'll catch up a little on that forecast with ABC 7's Nicole Gomez. See what it'll be looking like for us here. SpringFest 2018, of course, it rolls on down this Saturday, the greatest egg hunt of the great Southwest. And we can't wait to see you and your family out there for free egg hunts, arts and crafts, giveaways, live entertainment, the Easter Bunny. Oh, join us this Saturday, 10 till 3, out at Young Park. Let's see here next. What do you got to talk about? You're looking to live longer? All right. I already go to a lot of concerts, so that's some good news. But I'll let you know more about that. A new survey helping us live a little longer here. And cash, you know, isn't quite dead yet. Definitely on the way out, people are saying. Well, according to a new survey, majority of Americans don't carry cash anymore. Only 41% of people say they always have cash on them, and 25% say they never do. Now, the rest have cash sometimes, but not a big priority. Survey also found that when people do have cash, they only carry around 25 bucks. Means they're still going to use credit card for anything significant. But then these days, too, you got people that can take your info, just go charge your card at the pump, really anywhere now, right? Sucks my wife just go, as a matter of fact, earlier this week, some money taken out of her card from, like, Albuquerque. Like, we haven't even been to Albuquerque in, like, a couple months. So be careful out there. And then you're kind of in that dilemma. Do I take cash out? Use my card? Just be safe, all right? We got more music, more variety. And how can we live longer? You're going to like the study, the news out of this study. All right, we're talking more about it on the way here next. 526-2442 to reach me in the Magic Studio. You can text me as well, you texters. Just don't be driving while you're doing it. Here we are with the Killers. Somebody told me, and you've got it on Magic 104.9. Somebody told me that's the Killers on Magic 104.9. More music, more variety. Somebody told me that going to concerts will make you live longer. Oh, yes. Now, I already go to as many shows as I possibly can. I work in radio. Concerts is my thing. And who knew, of course, standing in a crowd of 10,000 with your closest friends yelling, "Play Freebird!" was super good for you. All right, I was yelling at the Incubus concert, "Play Stellar!" this past weekend. According to a new study, though, again, going to concerts, good for your well-being. That it can actually make you live longer. Found that 20 minutes at a concert makes you feel 21% better. Obviously, if it's a 20-minute concert, that probably sucks. So, but just 20 minutes, yeah, better. Stronger than doing yoga or walking your dog, which also makes sense why, you know, I got my Apple smartwatch. I'm like, yeah, close that exercise and ring. I was out there rocking out at Incubus last weekend. That also boosts. It's actually linked to a longer life, of course. Other studies have found having a high level of well-being can increase your lifespan by 9 years. So go to concerts. Enjoy yourselves. I'll help you live longer. We got more music, more variety still with Pink. Your birthday shout-outs to follow your Magic news. Hey, just a phone call away at 526-2442. More music, more variety here with Magic 104.9.
I'd rather be.
Clean Bandit with Jess Glynn. It is Rather Be. Magic 104.9. More music, more variety. Hello and good morning. I'm Ricky T. Thank you so much for making Magic a part of that work day. Just joining us now. Welcome to the show. Let's see, what do we got for you still this hour? More winning. Your Magic winning mind better still coming up. But today, this March 28th, happens to be National Weed Appreciation Day. Yeah, no, not that kind of weed. It's actually the ones growing in your yard. But, I mean, no one's saying you can't appreciate all kinds of weed today. Just saying. It's also National Something on a Stick Day. I guess if you're appreciating a certain kind of weed, then that's probably good for you, too. Yeah, good day to eat something on a stick. National Manatee Day today as well, a day to celebrate these gentle giants of the sea. We've got more music, more variety, more online. Don't forget that, magic1049fm.com, where you can stream us live. Follow your favorite artists and more with the latest entertainment news. We'll get another look at that forecast coming our way next. Turning to ABC 7's Nicole Gomez. Right now it's BB Rexha with Florida Georgia Line. Here's Meant to Be. Baby,